everybody. This is Vicki Sullivan. Predictions. Everybody has them. And like everything else, whatever floods the marketplace becomes white noise. Does that mean we ditch our forecasts altogether? Nope. Here's why. People always want to know what's next, not only so they can plan for it, but to also take advantage. So, how do we make our predictions stand out? Here are two recommendations that will get attention fast. First up, what to avoid. Also known as a short trip to the dark side. Stuff like warning signs, watch out for this. You get the idea. Yeah, it sounds negative, but if you include a heavy dose of hope in that post or that content, you'll be fine. The key message here, you can deal with anything that you know is coming. Now, this message works great for those who have a fear of being disrupted. And let's face it, that's about everybody on the planet, whether they want to admit it or not. Second, what is needed now? Now, this is a more positive route. It answers the question, based on the changing landscape, what tools, skills, people, etc. do I need to create now? Now, this angle attracts two kinds of folks. The overachievers who want to retain their status and also the folks on the rise. What do these ideas, along with those in the post, have in common? They drill down. Gone are the days that predictions are 30,000 feet. There's too much of that now. Our buyers want to know what to do. Again, what to avoid, what to take advantage of. Handy and helpful is hot right now. Hope this helps. Now you go out there and be brilliant.